Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Mr. Damos, a few days ago, you went to the Centrelink office in Box Hill, where you gave people who were standing there, who were queuing up to get the unemployment benefits, you gave many people $100 each, a total amount of $10,000.
It was close to that.
What prompted you to do this?
In short, I came to this country as a young boy from a village post-war, starving from Greece. This country has been very good to me in a lot of ways. I was watching the news and I was watching the queues, and to be honest, I started having anxiety and I started shaking. I couldn't take it anymore. I mean, these innocent people, their life turned upside down in 2 or 3 days. Innocent people that probably have never been sent in court. So I said, how can you help? I thought, they need instant relief. I went to the bank, I got as much as I was allowed to get out, and I drove to Box Hill, which was nearest my house, and I started at the back of the queue, and I made sure that everybody in the queue received $100. And then I had some more money left over, and I ventured inside. I didn't know if I was going to be allowed to do that, but they let me in anyway, and everybody within the Centrelink office also received $100. The tears, the dismay on people's face was just profound. It really traumatised me. Now, the reason I did that was that when they left that Centrelink queue, they could go to the supermarket and take 3 or 4 bags of food home to feed their families that evening or for the next few days until the Centrelink payment comes through next week.
Therefore, how do you think that we should combat the economic impact of the coronavirus? Is it through philanthropy? Is it through more drastic economic measures by the government, a combination of the two? What is your take?
There is a lot of wealthy people in the country, and short-term philanthropy is obviously very important so we don't bankrupt the government. And because, you know, we are the government. The taxpayer is the government. So I urge all of my fellow business people, they can afford to lend a short-term helping hand. That's not hard to do. We can hit the Centrelink offices across the country with $100 bills tomorrow. Not going to be, you know, much burden to the ones that are better off. That's the first option. The government, though, they need to step in and do this. Fundamentally, the virus can only be fought by isolation. That's the only way we're going to kill this virus. No doubt about that. They're asking us to isolate, but they're not creating the conditions for us to isolate. They need to satisfy 3 prerequisites, 3 criteria. The first criteria being guarantee a food supply and the money to buy the food. Secondly, pass legislation immediately that no tenant can be evicted from the premises for the next 6 months. Thirdly, engage with the utility companies, guarantee cost payment, no electricity gets turned off in any household. Then they say to the people, we have guaranteed those 3 fundamental elements for survival, food, housing and utilities. Please bunker down, please isolate, and together very quickly, if we freeze everything for 3 months, and I'm talking about everything, I'm talking about stock exchange, monetary transactions, you think about it, we don't need any of that. We don't need to exchange money. And the government not throw billions away in stimulus packages. We don't need a stimulus package. We just need to bunker down to get rid of this virus. That's all we need to do. In 3 months, it's like going to bed and waking up in the morning. We switch the lights off and we wake up in the morning. And, you know, with that formula and that premise, no one's going to be any, you think about it, no one's going to be any worse or any better off, because there's no transactions. There's no transactions for the entire period. And that's fundamentally what we have to do. And there's also, as I said previously, there's got to be a bit of wealth transfer now from the ones that can afford it to the ones that can't. And the reason being is that even if there's a 10 to 15% out of their wealth to the more needy, to lend a helping hand and pick them up, the quicker they do that, the quicker we come on the other side, and then the quicker they can resume to build their wealth again. Because, you know, you can have $1 zillion in your pocket now. What are you going to do with the money? It's useless money at the moment. Absolutely useless. That's my solution to this crisis. Simple, don't sink us now, but with billions of debt. We don't need money. Save the money when we come out of this, when it's safe, like China's coming out of it now. In 3 months' time, that's when we need a lot of stimulus. That's when everyone's going to get back together, get back on their feet. That's when the government steps in and provides the appropriate stimulus. We don't need money now.
Mr. Dalmos, I would like to thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.